Field, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
And you don't know what else to do. The intensity is strong. The fire is hot. The pressure is on. And you don't know what to do. Somebody has exhausted every avenue they know, and you don't know what else to do. Because you've been told that faith without works is dead. And so you're doing the best work you know how to do. And you're finding yourself asking the question, what else do I need to do? How many more words can I say? How many more prayers can I pray? How many more church services do I need to go to? Because I still just don't know what to do. It doesn't appear to be getting better. It doesn't appear to be changing. Life is still pretty difficult. You still got that financial hardship. You still got that physical ailment. You still got to deal with these ungodly coworkers. You still got to deal with division in the church. You still got to deal with the lovelessness in this world. What do you do when you don't know what to do? You're doing, far as you know, what you're supposed to be doing. You've hindered your cussing by 35%. You only drink once a week now. You call it social drinking. You try to stay away from certain environments. You didn't club. The only time you club was for your birthday. You don't just club every week like you've been doing. You've been trying to do the right thing. And this stuff still doesn't appear to be turning around. Can I talk to real people this morning? You've lessened some of your mess. You hang up on not every mess maker, but some folk you just don't talk to anymore. You're trying to limit your gossip. You just got your right ear plugged in, not your left ear. So you've cut your gossip in half by not hanging around certain people. What to do now when you don't know what else there is to do? And somebody under the sound of my voice today feels bound. You feel contained. You feel trapped. You feel like you're at a point of no return and no progress. It's like you're just stuck on an island by yourself. Doesn't appear to be any release. Doesn't appear to be any rescue. Doesn't appear to be like anything is going to change. And while I'm stirring up the pot, let me add this to the rule. You love God. You are the called according to His purpose. No doubt in your mind. Maybe some doubt in other people's mind. But no doubt in your mind, you love the Lord. With all your heart, all your soul, all your might. But what do you do when it doesn't feel like the Lord loves you? Like you say you love Him. What do you do when in moments in your life when God seems odd? Because you shouldn't have to live like this and you're a good person. Somebody understands this morning what I'm talking about, because it seems like good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to the good people. And you have done enough research on yourself, enough inventory, you feel like you're one of the good folks today. And why is so much bad stuff happening to you? And your question you've been asking God all week, all month, all year, what do I do when I don't know what else to do? What do I do when doing God's will gets me in trouble? What do I do when being what God called me to be gets me in trouble? If I was still playing the world's games, if I was still being low down, if I was still cheating people, if I was still being cutthroat, if I was stabbing folks in the back, if I was still full of hell, I wouldn't be catching some of this. Somebody under the sound of my voice feels like, since I chose Jesus, I've been catching hell. Since I decided to go up and go forward, nothing makes sense. And you're doubting today. You're at a critical point because somebody under the sound of my voice is tempted to go back. You're tempted in a way you've never been tempted before to go back to your old you. Because doing it God's way keeps getting you hurt and keeps getting you offended, and you keep taking the high road, and people keep coming for you. You keep subjecting yourself to attacks, and people think they can just say anything and just step on you, and you're supposed to be all right because you love God, and they're taking you like some kind of, can I say it? They take you like some kind of punk or something because you love God, and they you're deciding to do it God. It ain't that I'm scared of you. I'm just scared of God. It ain't that I couldn't put you where you need to be. Lord, what do I do? Well, I don't know what to do. Maybe we can find help today in this passage of scripture, this particular pericope, when Paul and Silas find themselves in a Philippian prison. Paul and Silas, my friends, have gotten themselves in some trouble. Somebody say trouble.
Trouble.
And they're in trouble for doing God's will. I'm going to try that again. They are in trouble for doing God's will. Doing what God wants them to do has them in trouble. Oh, they're not dirty folk. And God has ordained this moment for them. God has purposed this moment for them to be bound. He's ordained this. He's constructed this situation. What do you do when God has set you up for this? In other words, God got you in it. Only God's going to get you out of it. That's a good word there, isn't it? When God gets you in it, God's the one got to get you out. Because you don't know how you got in it. So you don't know how you're going to get out of it. All you need is God to come in there with you and help you deal with it. Paul and Silas have come together. They ended up in Macedonia, ended up in Philippi. They were not intending on going to Philippi. The Holy Spirit prevented them from going to Asia where they wanted to go. They wanted to go to Asia, to modern-day Turkey, to share the gospel. But the Holy Spirit prevented them from going. God blocked something one way and sent them to Philippi. And now here they are in chapter 16 in prison. Seems like if God is such a good God, seems like God is so wonderful, why would he block this and then send me here and I end up being locked up? What kind of God is this? And in Philippi, my friends, they go to prayer meeting. And they go to prayer meeting, they meet this merchant woman named Lydia. And Lydia hears the gospel. She loves God, but she hears the gospel in a way she's never heard it, and she gets converted and becomes a believer. Trouble number one. A few days later, they went to another prayer meeting, and this young girl with the spirit of divination or a fortune teller, she starts following, receives the message, and starts following Paul and Silas. Let me add this in to you, because Silas wasn't the one who Paul initially wanted with him. He got into it with his boy Barnabas. Oh, Lord. And so he ended up with Silas. So he's even got his own problem with who he's working with. He's trying to get used to Silas. He's dealing with a new season and dealing with a new partner. And this young girl, people were making money off her being working and operating in witchcraft. They were benefiting from her talent. And this young girl started following Paul and Silas, the Bible says, and she would say, come see these men who are telling them the good news of Jesus Christ. But Paul realized the real. Because just cause somebody say they love God, just cause somebody shout Sunday morning, just cause somebody falling out all over the place, can I get in good trouble today? Don't mean they love Jesus. A lot of evil spirits can talk a good game. A lot of demonic people are following the church. And only discernment can teach you the real from the fake. I better leave that alone. A lot of folks shouting just to not shout because they love God. They shouting because that spirit in them ain't getting along with the spirit of God. Uh-huh. And she keeps following them. And finally, Paul got tired of that. And Paul turned and he rebuked that spirit. Come out of her! You ungodly spirit. And that spirit fled from her. But look here at the shout. She kept on following Paul and Silas.
Right.
Now, my friends, they're doing what God has called them to do. But the world is mad at them. See, the world has been mad ever since Acts chapter 4. Because this church that's been started, this young church that's been started, operating by the Holy Spirit, is saving folk. Just like we talked about last week, he's saving folk in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and here they are in the uttermost parts of the earth. Just like the Holy Ghost told, just like Jesus told him he would do, he's saving the world. And some worldly people don't get mad. They get mad because when God people get saved and when lives get turned around, you best believe, my friend, you're going to start catching hell. Can I help myself and everybody here today that when you are doing right for the Lord, when you are really operating what God calls you for, you better get ready to catch hell. Can I prove it to you? Check Acts chapter 12. In Acts chapter 12, when they were saving folk, here it is. Herod had Peter put in prison, and he had James killed. Now, we'll go somewhere, but y'all can't handle this. Because when he wants to stop a movement, he'll come and attack the leaders first. But the difference between the church in Acts 12 and the church that we living in, that while the leader is dealing with difficulty, the church ain't sitting here fighting over position. The Bible said the church was praying. But we want to have more business meeting than we want to have prayer meeting, because we got to understand that the devil don't like the progress. The devil doesn't like the advancement. The devil doesn't like that we're getting along. The devil doesn't like that people getting saved. The devil don't like that the word goes forth. And you got to have enough sense to realize, stop playing into the devil's hands and continue to be what God called you to be.
Yes, Lord.
If it gets them in trouble. It gets them in trouble for doing the right thing. And so now these merchants who can't make money off this girl anymore, they can't make money off of her. They didn't care that she was walking in disobedience. They didn't care that she's walking out of the will of God. She was good for their business. See, some people don't care about you acting a fool because they prosper off your foolishness. And the moment you start getting some sense and wisdom, they can't profit anymore. Some people hang with you because you're stupid acting. They want to be with you because they know if they can get you drunk, if they can get you high, if they can get you distracted, you'll get stupid and now they're recording you losing yourself. They benefit for it. They get Facebook likes. They get follows. They get all this stuff off you acting a fool. And you thinking that's your friend. You thinking them your people. You think they ride or die. And they laughing at you. They're benefiting off of your foolishness. But now they can't benefit because this girl done sobered up and say, no, 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 no. The spirit got out of her. The spirit left her, and now she done straightened up. And nobody wants to hang with her. They can't benefit off that cause that's not popular for people to be straight. It's not popular for people to love. It's not popular for people to work together. It's not popular for people to love God and one another. That's not popular. That don't sell. That don't attract the world. And they got so mad at Paul and Silas, they called them troublemakers. They had them put in prison. The Bible says they were not only put in prison, they sent them to these magistrates and they beat them with wooden rods. They didn't just put them in prison, they beat them and then put them in prison. The Bible says they locked them up, locked their feet, locked them up and put them under heavy guard because they're troublemakers. They're messing up what we want to do in this world. And somebody in this house today is struggling because you're just trying to do the right thing. You're locked up. You're in prison. You're detained. You can't get yourself out of this. Wherever it is you're in, you feel like you're stuck. Now you feel like, what else can I do? Because it seemed like doing God's thing got me here. I don't want to go back to what I used to be. Being who I am now don't appear to be working. What do I do? Let me recommend to you today, through this passage of scripture, a couple of things, and let you go on with your day. If we're going to know what to do when you don't know what to do, here's some things you can do. Missed it. If you don't know what else to do, there's some you can do. Problem is, we hadn't been doing it. Number one, worship God despite your problem. You ain't gonna like this. I'm gonna show it to you in text. Verse 25 says, and at midnight. The darkest time, at midnight, the loneliest time, at midnight, the moment of transition from one day to the next, at midnight. I wish I had some people who know what midnight feels like. when it's dark, when it's lonely, when it's dismal, doesn't look like it's going to work out. Anybody ever had some midnight moments when you don't know what's going to happen? Look today what these brothers do. They decide to still have church. Y'all missed it because I'm looking at people today, y'all. I don't mean to insult some of us, but we're too conditional. We only give God glory when we feel like it. We don't see the need to give God glory. We don't understand why I got to do it like that. Get in enough midnight moments. You understand? You laughing at people now, but you don't understand what they've been through. They've been through too many midnights, and they know that giving God glory is what kept them when they didn't know how to be kept on their own. I wish I had three people who know what a midnight moment feels like, when all hell is broken loose, when you feel like all hope is gone, yet they choose to give God glory. Can I help somebody today? If you want God to bless you, you won't know God's blessing till you learn how to have church in some chains. Anybody know how to have church with chains on? Anybody know, even though I don't need my situation to change, I'll still bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I want to talk to people who are going to have some church even with chains on you. Your life ain't got no better. You still sick. You still broke. You still got laid off. Your husband gone crazy. Your wife won't do right. Your children disobedient. The church done lost its mind. But I'm still going to give God the glory. Anybody want to have church while the chains on? Anybody can have church when the chains break. Anybody can give him glory when the chains leave you. But who wants to give God glory? Who trusts him enough? Who loves God enough to have church with the chains? Hallelujah. The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the other prisoners heard them having church. See, sometimes you got to learn how to not leave a place and still have church, because somebody needs to hear about this God you're praising. That's why you can't just give him glory at church. You got to give him glory on the job. You can't just give him glory here at the sanctuary. You got to give him glory everywhere you go, because some other people who are bound, just like you are, you ain't the only one bound. You ain't the only one going through. And somebody needs to know there is a redeemer. There is a protector. There is a provider. There is a God. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. We talking about unconditional church in chains. Yes. That's a whole new level of faith.
Hallelujah.
That means that you don't need conditions to change to still give God glory. You better stop waiting. Can I help somebody? You better stop waiting till God bring you out. You better stop waiting till the battle is over. Because guess what? Another battle waiting on you. Another mountain waiting on you. You got to give God glory no matter what's going on. I don't know what's in tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. Y'all missing something, y'all. Y'all missing something in the text. The Bible says that they put him in prison, and they shackled their feet and got their hands tied up. I can't move my hands. I can't move my feet. But they didn't cover my mouth. Y'all missed it? Y'all missed it? I'm going to try again. They shackled their feet, tied up their hands, but they forgot not to cover their mouth. And whatever I got left, I'm still going to give God glory. You make it take my money, but you can't take my mouth. You can take my job, but you can't take my joy. You can take this, but you can't take my praise. I'm going to find a way to give my God glory. Tell your neighbor, don't wait on it. Give him glory now. With whatever you got left, give God the glory. You got something you can use. You got a mouth. You got a mouth. You can say thank you. You can say hallelujah. You can say I glorify you. You can say I love you. You can say I appreciate you. You can do it. Oh, let me free you today. That mask is not a muzzle.
Yes.
That That mask is to protect you, but it can't prevent you. You still got a mouth.
Yes, Lord.
And part of what the enemy wants to do is to shut you up.
That's right.
He have you talking everything but the praise.
Right.
Oh yeah. You can talk. You can say something when you motivated, you can talk.
Oh yeah,
you know how to talk real good, don't you? Yeah, let the wrong person come to you. You can talk. Yeah, let the right job pass you over. You can talk. Let the right affliction hit you. You can talk.
Amen.
But you can't seem to get glory out. Oh, no. Oh, no. Paul and Silas, I said. Now I'm finna get in trouble here because I said Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God. Not Paulina or Silasina. You missed it. I said these men of God opened their mouths. See how quiet it got right there? It ought to be a bass go forth. Ought to be some kind of tenor go forth. When we praise God, there ought to be some men that let their voices be heard, not just at the ball game, not just in the boardroom, but even in the midst of our chains, I'm still going to give you glory. And the other prisoners hear it. Y'all going to see something in just a few minutes. You going to see why God got you here and why God won't take you out. Because true children of God, no matter the difficulty, can't be bound. Lord have mercy. See, you think you locking me up, but you can't shut me up. Woo! You think you putting me out, but you're really moving me toward further purpose. You think you locking me up, but you're really putting me on another level. Because God's people know how to be productive no matter where they end up.
Amen.
What am I saying to somebody? You are wasting moments. Pouting. Okay, let me do it this way. You've been waiting all week. Because some ain't go right, some ain't going right. You've been waiting all week to come up here and look like you've been eating lemons all week. You had it prepared. You ain't gonna put your best makeup on because you want us to see just how upset you are. You got your feel-good outfit and you got your I'm going through outfit.
All right.
Oh, Lord. I hate when y'all front with me, man. I hate when y'all do that. Y'all make me work too hard when y'all start fronting like that. You sit in certain places where you can be seen not feeling good. Arms folded. Looking all upside the wall. And all that time you could have been giving him glory. Because all that pouting, he ain't changed nothing. So you pout with mom and daddy, they're going to give you the candy. God just watch you. I'm pouting. I don't feel it today. So I'm just not going to do nothing. I'm not even coming. If I do come, don't ask me to do nothing because I'm just not feeling it. I ain't figured out what it is yet. So your arms folded and you're looking around and, you know, you. I hope they don't sing too many songs today because I just ain't. I hope they don't ask me to get up and do all this prayer because I just don't feel like all that. Today I'm just kind of just trying to just get through it because I ain't feeling it today. all that glory time you missing on.
That's right.
Because you don't feel it today.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all, these men are locked up. Mm-hmm. Unjustly. Mm-hmm. Didn't do anything wrong. Doing right got them locked up. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't stop their praise.
Amen.
Maybe God is allowing you and I to go through it to see if you will still praise me unconditionally. Because a whole lot of us talk a real good game, but let life happen. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love his word. God, you know, you're feeling good, you know, you post it. Can't nobody help a child of God. You can't stop a child of God. Jesus Jr., I'm outside. But Lord, let that check go. Unspoken prayer request. I really want to ask that. What is an unspoken prayer request? How you gonna ask World Wide Web to pray for you and we don't know what to tell God? What is that? Unspoken prayer request, please. What is that? You don't want nobody in your business, but you posted it. I better move on. I got some unspoken prayer requests people in the house, don't I? My bad. My bad. I'm going to leave y'all alone. My bad. They learn how to praise him, have church with chains.
That's good.
That means that when you do get free, you won't stop churching. Yeah. Do you want to you wanna confuse the enemy? Church God consistently.
Amen.
You want to confuse and confound the one who won't stop talking about you? Don't let what they do stop your praise. See, if they can stop you from being what God called you to be, if they can deflect you and make you all mad, and they think they got power over you, you can't live rent-free in my mind because my mind has stayed on Jesus. Thou shalt keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let me move.
Yes, Lord.
You got to worship God.
That was good.
Despite your problem. Secondly, when you don't know what to do, that's enough right there. Just keep worshiping God. Yeah, you keep worshiping until your change comes. You keep giving God glory no matter what's going on. You keep saying, you keep singing praises to him. I thank you, Jesus. Make up a song. God, you get the glory. In the shower, Lord, you working it out. I don't care where you keep reading that word. You keep talking to God. God, I don't know. I can't figure it out, but I know you know. God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. Something ain't feeling right, but I'm going to still give you glory. And while you're driving to work, Lord, something going on, but I'm going to still bless your name. I'm going to this job that I really don't like, and they keep causing mess. They keep causing confusion. But God, you gave me this job. Give me peace. Give me joy. Don't let me get in trouble. Don't let me get messed up. Lord, keep me day by day in a pure and perfect way. Anybody want to have church no matter what?
Yes.
Yeah, keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Keep me, Lord. Yeah, you can always talk to God. Let me tell you something. When you go back in August, you tell the governor I said it. You tell the constitutional amendment group that what I said. Go tell the Constitution. Go tell governor. Go tell the senator. Go tell representative. You can't take prayer out of school. You may not give me a microphone, but you can't stop me from praying. I can think on him. I can give him glory. You can't stop me from praying. When you worship God, despite the problem, watch this, you will watch as God displays his power.
My.
Ooh.
Yes.
Watch this. Here's your shout today if you got one in you. Anybody came on purpose wanting to shout about something
yes.
good? God ain't required to get you out to still take care of it. You shut down. I'm going to say it again. God is not required to get you out of something to take care of you while you're in it. God is so much God, God will keep you there and get the trouble out. He'll get the hell out. He'll get the demons out and let you stay. You ain't got to leave that job. You ain't got to leave that house. You ain't got to leave that church. God will handle the hell that's in the house. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say amen. I ain't got to leave. Because I'm where God wants me to be. I ain't got to go. You got to go. Resist the devil and he will flee. Somebody say amen. I'm in the text still. I'm in the text. They got their mind off the chains. They didn't worry about a chain-breaking ministry.
That's good. That's good. That's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. They didn't organize a chain-breaking effort. See how quiet y'all got right there? Because y'all try to organize something God already provided. Something he already got provided. You try to organize something. So God's sitting back and saying, you go be God, go ahead then. You gonna be God then. Since you gonna be the deliverer, go right ahead. And when you cut them chains, you still in prison. And all they gonna do is put some old chains on you. The chains are there to keep you. Missed it. Because if it were not for some chains, you'd be a loose cannon. One of these days, you're going to learn how to thank God for your thorns. Because them thorns keeping you from being too arrogant. That's why he let affliction come, so you won't start thinking it's all about you. Everything you lay your hand on, everything you touch prosper. No, it don't. I'm sorry. No, it doesn't. No, it don't. Yeah, I said it. I'm preaching, Ben, y'all saying amen. Look at this. Look at this. Bible says suddenly. Y'all shut down. Bible says suddenly. Y'all acting crazy too. Bible said suddenly. Don't nobody get it. Bible says, suddenly. Hallelujah. Because God can change stuff. You want God to bless you? Stop trying to schedule your deliverance. Ooh. Stop trying to schedule and put God down for a divine appointment. Because his suddenly can be your 2 weeks. All you're worrying about is God suddenly. And know that when God does it, it's going to be right on time. It may be before the doctor. It may be in the doctor. It may be after the doctor, but the Lord still going to show up. It may be before the bill get paid. It may be while the bill getting paid. It may be after the bill get paid, but the Lord going to show up. His suddenly is amazing. His suddenly will stop time. His suddenly will upset nature. Can I prove it to you? Suddenly. Get your Bible. Look at verse 26. And verse 26, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Now in Philippi, this was not unusual to see earthquakes. But it was something unusual about this earthquake. Missed it. Bible says suddenly, there was a great earthquake, but it really wasn't an earthquake. It was a prison quake. See, God will sometimes shake up what you're in and not shake up what's going on around you. Stop trying to get the world to feel something God doing for you. He's shaking up your situation. And you're looking for confirmation through somebody else. And God says, I came to your prison to shake up stuff. I didn't go to their prison to shake up stuff. So start thanking me for when I shake up your stuff and stop confirming it through other people's stuff. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. what they're built on can't stand when God wants to shake stuff up. Now watch this. God shakes the exterior. Then God shakes the interior. God shakes the earth. He shakes the foundations. Then he takes off the chains. Ooh-wee. He shakes the earth, shakes the foundation, then shakes off the chains, and the doors open. Watch this. It woke up the jailer. It woke up the sleeping people. Somebody else's deliverance woke up sleeping people. The deliverance of the faithful wakes up and draws the unfaithful. God does it for you, but indirectly does it for them. Somebody's going to be woke up by your story. Somebody going to know about a God because he shook up your situation. Some doctor you got to go see next month don't know God like you know God. But by the time you get through praising God for what God did in your life, see, you're not an ordinary patient. You're not an ordinary employee. You're not an ordinary family member. You are a child of God who's been called for purpose. Mm-hmm. You're not an ordinary teenager. You're not an ordinary student. You are God's child. And God has sent you to shake up some stuff. Here it is. Here it is. He opened up doors, took off chains, shook the earth, shook the foundations, and nobody left. I'm going to try this again. He opened up the doors for them to leave, but they didn't walk out. I thought what you wanted. Was to get out. So God gives them a chance, if they wanted to get out. But they're having so much church. Why wait on getting to the temple and we're doing the same thing in this prison? We done messed around and turned this prison into a sanctuary. I wish I had somebody. See, sometimes it ain't just your car. That's your traveling tent. It ain't just your job. It's your worship center. Yeah. That's it. I wish I had some witness here. That's it. The doors open. Chains fell off. Them jokers don't leave. So maybe they weren't praying that they get out. They were praying him to come in. Can I ask you something? Y'all remember them three Hebrew boys? See, he didn't take them out the fire. But that fourth man. See, you got a God who won't have to get you out to deliver you. You got a God who will get in that fire with you and help you while you go through. Come on, man. Come on, come on. Stop worrying about getting out and ask him to get in it. And here's God's promise to you. When God get in it with you, what's holding you ain't going to want you. It's going to get so tired of your praise. It's going to get so tired of giving God glory. It's going to get so tired of the power of God. It's going to want you out. It's going to want you out. Because it can't handle what you're doing. The jailer woke up and assumed they escaped. Because he looks at stuff naturally. But then he goes and sees all them fellas still sitting there. Say, hey, chill. Paul say, we still here? Yeah. We ain't went nowhere. He had his sword ready. Because in this day, if a Roman soldier or jailer let somebody loose, they got the same punishment that that prisoner was supposed to get. So he knew that if these guys got out, he was going to get killed like they're supposed to get killed. So he assumes that they're coming, that he's going to have to kill himself. Watch this, y'all. This is the process where Paul and Silas start saving him. Okay. See, this is the part you ain't gonna like when you're a Christian. Let's go in the Bible. The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried. Paul stopped him from killing. Here it is. Can I help somebody today? You can't help other folk get saved and free if you're bitter. If you're bitter about what you're in, you're not going to help somebody else be free. That's why you got to learn how to worship while you're wounded. So they can remove that bitterness from you, because some people hurt more folk than they help. Because of what they're dealing with. And you don't care about somebody else being healed because you're still dealing with your hurt. And a lot of time, preachers and deacons and leaders, you speaking to people off your hurt, not trying to help them because you still bitter about something. That's why you don't care about young people. You don't care about men. You don't care about women because you still dealing with who hurt you 20 years ago, who hurt you 10 years ago, and you didn't worship that stuff out of you, so you don't care what you say to somebody else. I know I'm right. I know I'm right.
Amen.
Do you see? Paul says, don't hurt yourself. We still here. He stopped this man from killing himself. Because the first thing he was going to do was kill himself. And Paul stopped it. Now, this is the one who put him in. This the man put them in jail. This the man that locked them up. This the man that oversaw their beating. And now you're trying to stop his own murder. God put you in position to prevent a suicide. And he was trying to commit a homicide. Yeah, but you can't do it when you're still bitter. You want to know if you're full of hell? See how you handle your enemies. I know it's going to get uneasy right now. If you got to go to the bathroom, I excuse you. You need to tip out. This is a good time to tip out. Because now here comes developmental. It's time to develop yourself. Because God is displaying his power by showing how God can not just get you out, but help other folk get saved. See, that's power. That's a miracle. When God can take people who used to be a jailer, and now you're welcoming people. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
See, God's power ain't just shown when you getting some chicken and getting some money and getting a man or a woman. True miracles when you get some low-down folk and God turn their life around. That's a miracle. Okay, you don't want to get that. Look at yourself. How many of y'all know y'all was something else one day? You still is something else, but we ain't going to talk about that now. How many of y'all know you was something else? And now you see yourself now. Tell me that ain't no miracle. Okay, I thought I was talking to real people. Do I have any other miracles in the house? You know you was a booger bear. You know you was boo-boo the fool. You drink. Drink. You talking about drinking? I ain't talking about sipping. I say drinking. Correct the book on sin. And God delivers you. Tell me there ain't no miracle. Every day y'all looking at the mirror and say, Lord, I know I got one miracle at work right now. Because look at where I was. That's what's wrong with the church. We don't tell the truth anymore. And God sent free people to bound people. To free those bound people. That those bound people may become free people. I know you didn't like that. Because part of why we don't know what to do when we don't know what to do? It's because we're so focused on us. You're so focused on you coming out. My headache, my tummy hurt, my back, my knees, my children. And part of this is getting you from selfishness. Because oftentimes when God fixes you, you don't care about anybody else. Now, your child, they dropped the charges. But somebody else's child, you want them throwing the book at them. And your child and their child was together. Because we're so self-induced. And part of this is God gonna keep us in it till we learn how to share deliverance. Shanice, it's a good time to play some soft to get me out of here. Because Shanice, it's a good time to play some soft. Disobedience. So keep grinning. Thank you. So sweet. I told you I'd go get you back, didn't I?
You got it.
I told you. Worship God despite the problem. Watch as God displays his power. Then lastly, when you don't know what to do, witness while God develops a plan. This whole thing was a plan of God. It was God's plan. That's why he blocked them going to Asia, because he had purpose for them in Philippi. It was a merchant he wanted saved. It was a young girl he wanted saved. And it's a jailer he wants saved. And he sends those who say they love him to deal with personal conflict to bring about public conversion. Be careful about asking God to use you. See, y'all, when normally you say that you want to preach and all that, that's not what this is about. Use me, God. That's at 11 o'clock Sunday. Rest of the week, you don't want me to do nothing.
Amen.
God says, okay, you want me to use you? I'm going to send you to trouble and see if you'll trust me to get the triumph. I'm in the Bible still now, because you got the witness now, and you can't witness and you're bitter. You can't witness and you're still full of hell. Because you're going to witness to people off your perspective.
Amen.
And not off the love of Christ. You're going to start telling folk based on your pains and scars. You'll go by your opinion and tell folk stuff. And that's how come they can't get redeemed, because you're going to tell them jacked up stuff. Well, it's okay to go to church, but watch so-and-so. You know, come get the word, but don't fool with nobody. Stay away from them, you know, because they this. Because you got into it with them and ain't get it right. So if you're bound, be careful about helping other folk get unbound. Bible says that same man that put those chains on him came to them. He knocked them on their knees. He falls to their knees. Oh, Lord. And says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? I see God's power in you, this man says. and I want some of what you got. Because part of what people's getting ready, what God's getting ready to do for you, is the very people who hurt you go want to know why it didn't work. And they're going to have an interview with you about why didn't what I set up for you not work. I tried to kill your character, you kept standing. I came against your integrity, you kept on standing. I treated you like a dog and you kept on loving me. What is it about this God in you that's got you handling me like this? Because if I were you, I wouldn't handle me like this. But you keep loving me the more I hate you. What is it about that God in you that's got you like this? Well, you can't be bitter about, and then you start saying it, oh God, this is why you did this. So they could see you better. And you use me, God, so they may see you. And so you got to have some moments to get out your feelings. You got to walk by faith and not your feelings. Be very careful, y'all, about the people you're tearing down. Because God got a way of having you come right back to them same folk. It's the same man that locked them up. It's the same man that had to return to him and ask, but how do I really get free? He's responsible for their bondage. They're responsible for his freedom. That's why you got to keep loving God. That's why you got to keep worshiping. You got to stay with him. And then let God handle it. Because when God handles it, y'all, can't nobody handle it like God can handle it. What must I do to be saved? The man starts seeing himself by how he was being treated by these men of God. Look at all this ministry God opened up that Paul and Silas didn't know was in this prison. Because the Bible says none of the prisoners left. Look at the impact you're having. It's people watching you handle life. And they may not tell you their name. They may not ever come say something to you. But they're watching your witness. They're watching the fact that you're taking a licking and you keep on ticking. And they're joining this God because they're seeing you live this thing. He said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. And when you take it home, your children and your household can believe that same Jesus, and they can be saved. Do y'all see that? Look at this. They witnessed while God was working it out. Now, you can't tell folk about Jesus in your situation, and you mad at the Lord. You're mad at him. How can you represent him and you mad at him? Because you don't understand why you're in what you're in and you're mad at him and you won't do what you're supposed to do for him because deep down you're mad at him. Because how can you represent a God you got an attitude with? How can you tell other people to praise a God you mad at? So you got to start seeing it's his plan. You got to come out of that today. Because here's what it is, God. Just because you mad at God don't mean God mad at you. You say, Lord, have mercy on me for acting like that. Have mercy on me for pouting with you. Have mercy for being indignant. Now, God, get me back to what the purpose is you have for my life. Watch this. That man, that jailer, welcomed them into his home. Look at the God you serve. And the one responsible for their wounds healed their wounds. Missed it. The one who oversaw them getting beaten is the same one who nursed them back to health. I know you don't like that. Because you try to avoid the ones who hurt you. You try to stay away from the ones who cause you wounds. But the power of God is going to be seen by how God can take the very one who hurt you and be the one assigned to your healing. Today, stop trying to heal yourself. This appeal today is for those who are living in bitterness because of the prison you're in. I first want to offer Christ to somebody who's not saved, somebody who doesn't know him as their personal Savior. You have not made that declaration. You have not walked in that and said that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He died for your sin. He rose that third day morning, and he now sits next to the Father interceding. If you can't say that, have not said that publicly, you're not saved. You got to believe that and confess it. If you have not done that and today you're so led, I ask you to come to Christ today. But then for those of us who are saved, who are like Paul and Silas, who are in something they did not cause, and you got bad feelings about it, and it's been called, you're living in bitterness, and you're hurting others and yourself because you hadn't learned how to worship. You're not watching God's power, and you can't witness for his plan. Today's your day to come here and get that thing right with God. The healing is available. The strength is available. It's available for you today. It doesn't matter your position. Because look here, y'all. Paul and Silas were preachers. And if it can affect preachers, it can affect all of us. Stop being so prideful and stop worrying about your position. If you're walking and living in that bitterness today because of what God got you in and you got feelings with God, today's your day to come. Today's your day to come because, God, I just didn't understand what you had me in. But today, God, I see that you had me here because you love me. Are there others today? God bless you, Kayleen. God bless you. Are there others? Are there others? Trust me today, y'all. Trust me. Deacons, I don't even need you to be on post. I need y'all to hear if y'all part of the problem. I need y'all to see if y'all, ushers, don't worry about a seat right now. This is for everybody. It's for all of us. I need you. I don't need you being distracted by your position. Y'all trust me today. Trust me. Y'all doing a good job. Stop hiding behind your function. Stop hiding behind what you're supposed to be doing. And see if I am walking in this unforgiveness and bitterness. Take this time, all of us, and seek the Lord. Are you here? Are you here today? God bless you, brother. God bless you. Are there others? Thank you, Lord. You here? He's a baby. Stop being distracted. That's a baby. That's what babies do. See how easily? It's how easy you can get distracted when the Lord is speaking to you. He's a baby doing what he knows to do. Because we don't want to deal with ourselves. Are you here? You're in that place. You're in that bound place. And part of you won't be broken from it. You won't be freed of it till you have it on your mind to stop being mad at God. Because you're in something you don't understand. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hear you, God. I make the appeal once again. Stop running from him. Stop running from him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina, Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood, Shreveport.